All right. I am Tom Ryan, my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales Ryan, here as well. Animals, which was released in January of 1977, an album that went to number three. So I'm going to open this short rant by stating that I genuinely do consider myself a fan of Pink Floyd. Obviously, if I'm inclined to want to do an entire series on Friday, that means I know how important the band is and how much respect I have for them. But saying such, it's really still very hard to discern exactly what I mean when I say I'm a fan. The band has changed so drastically from their early roots, which I love undisputedly, until their classic rock phase, when it's significantly harder for me to rally behind everything that the band does. Intrinsically, I am aware that Dark Side of the Moon deserves to be recognized as one of the best albums of all time, bar none. And the albums surrounding it, particularly After, are also great. But me, perhaps lacking in the intensely produced focus of that particular album, I know that Animals, the album we're going to cover today, is a creation that could have come from no one else except for Pink Floyd. But that doesn't mean that I feel the need to present it as one of the best albums of all time. And yet I do, or I am, or I will today. Who else could prove to be as intensely immersed in their sociological statements about the uselessness of human behavior as Pink Floyd? It's almost tough sometimes to listen to them because of the way that they're constantly, you know, really putting the human race down in ways that they observe, and they do it skillfully. Roger is a king at it. So with Animals, they reduce humanity to something even more painfully descriptive of our stupidity than George Orwell's Animal Farm. And yet we listen to this for the fun of it. Really? Yep. No other band, least of all a band that might rate as the most popular band in the world at one point in time or another, dared to go this far with a critical thesis about the stupidity of humanity. The bottom line, though, and this is the hard part, is that we know we deserve the criticism. And so we keep listening and we accept their painfully obvious observations of our stupidity told to us with music that somehow leaves us with a positive impression. Really? Human beings really are stupid. Right? But as I said, this is the band's 10th studio album, but the album Animals is one of the best covers ever. This is where this is the cover that shows an inflatable pig floating over the chimneys of Battersea Power Station in England. And it's a statement, in a sense, just by that cover, which is really intriguing. It's a genuine work of art as an album cover, as were all of their album covers, I would say, not starting with Dark Side of the Moon, but going back to like almost all of their, or even their earlier covers. Some of them are just really incredibly good. But this album, looking at it, Hypnosis was the designer from almost all of their great album covers, did a fabulous job here of adding something like a visual effect to the album itself. Now, the opening track called Pigs on the Wing, Part 1, is only a minute and 24 seconds. And even though the title sounds kind of nasty, it's actually Roger like singing something that resembles like a love song to his wife at the time, although he calls it Pigs on the Wing. So there you go. That sets it up. But there's only three animals that represent humanity on this album. There are pigs, there are dogs, and there are sheep. And the intimation is that you are one of those three. Either you're the pig who controls everything, or you could be the dog who, you know, basically is predatory and fights to get what it needs, or you just sit back and you do what you're told and you're a sheep. And there's like really no fine line between it. So after Pigs on the Wing, Part 1, the little tiny mini love song, we're going to hear all about the dogs. And that's going to go on for about 17 minutes. So relax and enjoy.
If you didn't care, what happened to me? And I didn't care for you. We would zigzag away through the bottom of pain, occasionally glancing up through the rain, wondering which of the bugs to blame. And watching for pigs on the wing.
shows. Sometimes it seems to me as if I'm just being used. Gotta stay awake, gotta try and shake off this creeping malaise. If I don't stand my own ground, how can I find my way out of this maze? Deaf, dumb, blind, you just keep on pretending that everyone's expendable and no one has a real friend. It seems to you the thing to do would be to isolate the winner. And you'll believe at heart everyone's a
Before I get into it, let me remind you that you are listening to American Radio on WHPC, WHPC HD, Garden City, New York. I don't know about you, but when I listen to some Pink Floyd songs, I sometimes have a hard time discerning David Gilmour's voice from Roger Waters. I know that Roger Waters can be like a lot more, like, I don't know, acidic with his tone. But Gilmour does a pretty good job of getting there when he needs to himself. And I know that he's singing lead on parts of that song with Roger. Now, that song, which is called Dogs on this album, actually was something that almost ended up on the Wish You Were Here album. They were playing this song on tour around the time when Wish You Were Here was out, and it had a different title. It was called, I think they called it You've Got to Be Crazy, and then eventually they got the idea of the theme of pigs and dogs and sheep and that sort of thing, so changed the titles to make it work. But at this point in time, in the mid-70s, mid to late 70s, I would say that it's probably pretty obvious that Pink Floyd were the most impressively awesome live acts of that era. There was very few people that could match them for their sound quality and for the imagery that they would be able to project all at the same time. So you would be such an overwhelming experience to see the band. And so when you had these albums with these incredible themes that would go on forever, and you were seeing them live, it was intense. There's no other word for it. But now we flip over the record, so to speak, for side two, to talk about Pigs. Three different ones. The only song that David Gilmour had writing credit on was the song that we had just heard, Dogs. The rest of them are all written by Roger Waters. And as usual, that's where that edge comes from. And there's a story about this. He was at a show in the mid-70s, the year this album came out, touring this album, and he was in Montreal, a stadium in Montreal, and there were fans in the front row that were irritating him for one reason or another so much. And he just got so disgusted that he spat on one of them. And he said that he immediately regretted it, but it stuck in his head. He would later talk about it with producer Bob Ezrin, who I think is one of the best record producers in the world, he felt alienated on the tour, and that he sometimes felt like he should like maybe build a wall to separate him from the audience. And you know where that led. That's where the next album began to come into play, because of what happened on tour while they were working this album. That's for another day. We'll get there. In the meantime, here is the first track, about 11 and a half minutes long. This is Pigs, Three Different Ones. Three Little Pigs? Thank you. Three little pigs, three different pigs, three pigs, three different ones, as the title goes. And that song, of course, the lyrics are ridiculing the upper class. It's worth noting, though, that on the Beatles' White Album, George Harrison did the same thing, but he did it in 2.5 minutes, 9 years earlier than this album, with the song Piggies. Obviously, the pigs are the ones who control the wealth and power in the theme here. Emasculating and humiliating the little people who are the sheep. So the next track has lyrics like, "He maketh me to hang on hooks in high places and converteth me to lamb cutlets." It's pretty funny lyric, but it's really disconcerting as well. Okay, we'll play the two tracks that are left. Sheep is the major part. And as we started with Pig on the Wing, Part 1 will end with Pigs on the Wing, Part 2. And thank you for joining us. And I hope you enjoyed this album that's sometimes hard to enjoy, but certainly a masterpiece to listen to. And we'll see you next week. Oh, and join us on Friday for our Pink Floyd series. We'll be doing that for quite a while. So you'll tune back in Friday at 5 p.m. and we will be covering Pink Floyd for about the next 3 months or so. So join us. Take care, folks. Be well. Thank you.
You know that I care. What happens to you? And I know that you care. For me too. So I don't feel alone on the way to the stone. Now that I've found somewhere safe to bury my bone. And any fool knows a dog needs a home. A shelter from pigs on the wing.